The following podcast is a work of fiction. All characters are the creation of Peter Williams. Any resemblance to someone living or dead is purely coincidental. Thank you.
What does one define as human? I've seen animals more kind and caring than a person. What is it that really separates us once we cross the line and take a life? I guess it's all a matter of reason. And for one reason or another, we find ourselves now with a man lurking in the shadows like a hungry animal, watching, praying, wishing for some monstrous reason to become something less than himself. We begin this Tentacle Tuesday with a girl crying, a mom worrying, and something moving in the brush. Before we begin, let's not forget that this podcast does contain images of graphic violence, child endangerment, and most importantly, usually salty, naughty language. Although, to my dismay, there has been a serious lack of this as of late. Now, light some candles, turn off the lights, and cuddle in as we specifically talk about monsters with Chapter 3. The Monster on Bethel Street.
Lily took the box of cat treats and shook it hard, calling out, "Shadow! Breakfast! Shadow!" But again, there was no response. Her mom slides open the back door.
"Still nothing?"
With a tearful face, she shakes her head, "No."
"Here, come put the food in the patio. She's bound to come home at some point."
Lily listens and pours Shadow a bowl of kibble and makes one last attempt to get Shadow's attention. Shaking the box, she calls out,
"Shadow! Breakfast!"
But still, no rustle from the brush. No meow or scampering animal appears, so Lily heads inside.
"Do you think Shadow's okay, Mom?"
"Probably. Cats are very independent and do what they want. She'll come home when she's hungry."
"Promise? Promise? No.
I don't make promises I can't keep," the mom replied. "But we can hope."
Sniffling and wiping away her tears,
"Okay."
"Now get ready for school. You have a bus to catch."
"Okay."
Lily trudged her way back to her bedroom and got ready for school. Meanwhile, Andrea looked out into the yard. She too was concerned. Shadow has always come running at the sound of kibble and... She paused. Something moved in the brush, but it was no cat. Tightening her robes, she double-checked the doors and windows and closed the drapes. Something about it gave her the creeps. A moment later, Lily came down the hall and sat herself down at the table, pouring herself a heaping bowl of peanut butter crackle.
"Make sure you wear your coat today, Lil. They're talking about it getting cold over the next few days."
"Okay,"
Lily peeped in reply.
"Oh, I have some extra time this morning. I could give you a ride to school today," Andrea added. And thought, "Plus, I won't have to worry about whatever that thing is getting near my daughter." But Lily turned her down.
"No thanks, Mom. Renee got a new puppy, and she promised to show me the pictures on her new phone."
"A new puppy? What type?"
"I think she said it was chocolate. Can a dog be made of chocolate, Mom?"
Andrea laughed. She probably meant chocolate lab. A lab is a type of dog.
"Oh."
Andrea put down her coffee and stared at her gullible daughter.
"Why? What did you say to Renee?"
"I said a dog couldn't be chocolate. I even bet my pudding on it."
The mom shook her head. "I'm going to be a bad mom and give you a second pudding. Just don't let Renee catch you eating it."
"You're the best."
"You think that now, but one day you're going to have to start paying the consequences for your broad assumptions."
"Broad assumptions?"
"I'll explain later. Now finish that mound of sugar and get going." Lily dug in, and Andrea finished dressing for work.
"Mom?"
"Yes, Lil?"
"Nothing. It was a stupid question."
"Now, Lil, I hate that word. Please say silly."
"Yes, Mom."
Lily grabs her lunch off the counter and stuffs it into her backpack. Giving her mom a kiss, she runs to the door.
"Ahem. Right. Coat."
"Good girl."
Lily gives her a peck and runs out the door. Andrea,
makes her way back to the patio doors to check on the food and to see if it's still in the brush. Staring first at the woodline and the brush, she sees nothing and feels a sense of relief. Now looking down at the cat food, her heart stops. The food is all gone, but the prints around the bowl and on the patio are anything but shadows. Now Andrea was truly worried. Meanwhile, Lily raced her way to the bus stop. She couldn't wait to see the pictures of Renee's new puppy. But as she approached, she could see that Renee's hands were near her eyes, wiping away streams of tears.
"What's wrong, Renee?" "Coco ran away." "The puppy?"
Renee nodded, and Lily stood there shocked.
"Shadow's missing too."
Renee looked at Lily, and it was now obvious that Lily was on the verge of crying too.
"Maybe,"
trying to find a positive.
"Maybe they're playing together." Do you really think so?" "Maybe."
Then with a certainty,
"I know. Why don't we play detective after school? We can go looking for Coco and Shadow."
The bus arrived and Renee hesitated. She liked the idea. She wanted to look now.
Right at the school?"
Lily nodded.
"Come on, girls. We need to roll."
"Coming."
The doors closed and the bus rolled away, and the two girls, feeling a little more cheerful, went off to what would seem to be an endless school day. Andrea, meanwhile, called animal control and reported the strange prints.
"It's probably a raccoon, ma'am,"
the man reassured her on the phone.
"They often get into food left out for pets. If you like, we can come down and try to trap it."
"Yes, please. When do you think you can come by?"
"Well, later this afternoon. 4 o'clock, good?"
"Yes, I should be home by then."
"Good. We'll bring some bait, some traps. I'm sure we can relocate your little problem before the weekend."
Andrea looked at the calendar. Tuesday, November 23rd. She sure hoped so. She wanted to decorate for Christmas this weekend, and it would be better if she didn't feel watched. She pulled back the drape one final time. That print was too large to be a raccoon. It looked more human than anything, but that was unlikely. Taking a picture of it and relocking the door, she decided to share it at work. Maybe Kevin could identify it. He likes to hunt. Putting her phone in her bag, grabbing her lunch and keys, she headed out. Lily and Renee couldn't wait to start looking for their missing pets. They talked about it at lunch, outside behind the gym.
"We can be detectives,"
Renee said.
"Yeah, and if we do a good job, maybe we can do it to find other people's pets and get rewards for doing a good job." "Wow, I didn't even think of that. We can be like Nancy Drew or Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes is a guy. That girl from Mysterio Wizard School played him recently. Wasn't she his sister? So, she's still a Holmes. Okay, then who's Watson? I'd like it better if we were both girl detectives. Boys get enough of their own thing. How about the Bethel Sister Detective Agency? But we're not, you know. I like it. Bethel Sisters. Yeah, fighting crime and saving pets."
So as soon as the bus dropped them off, the girls ran home and discarded their school bags. Renee's mom confirmed that Coco was still missing, and Andrea, Lily's mom, wasn't home yet. She checked the food. It was empty, giving her some hope, so she grabbed the box of kibble and shook it loudly.
"Shadow! Food time! Come on, Shadow! I know!"
Something moved in the bushes.
"Shadow?"
But it did not come out at the mention of Shadow's name. Mustering up some courage, she made her way to off the patio and to the brush behind the house.
"Shadow, are you okay? It's me, Lily."
She could hear it, breathing, heavy, raspy and loud.
"Shadow? Lily!"
Renee called out. She was on the patio waving. Lily swung around, forgetting about the noise, and started waving. But Renee was no longer waving. Her eyes grew wide and she was shaking. Slowly she raised her hand to point towards Lily. Rising up behind her was something, not quite a man. Its skin was dirty, with a greenish tint. Its face shrunken, almost bone, teeth yellow and bloody. Its arms bare and long, branch-like, and its fingernails more like claws. Lily looked at it as it loomed over her. Its wild eyes gleamed at her as it smiled with a bit of black fur in its mouth. Cat fur.
At that, Lily let out a terrified scream as the thing lunged for her.
Lily!
Andrea screamed from the back patio. She had just walked in and saw Renee standing by the back door. Andrea's motherly instincts went into high gear, and she ran through the house to see the twisted-looking man lunging at Lily.
Get away from her!
She screamed, grabbing a small garden trowel and holding it like a dagger as she ran forward. Devin looked at the screaming lady running at him. This child was too young for his needs, and although she'd make a nice snack, grabbing her wouldn't be worth all the trouble. So he turned and ran back into the woods. He muttered to himself as he ran. What to do? What to do? He knew the cops would be soon investigating this area. He had to move on. A harsh wind blew, reminding him how little he was wearing and how it wouldn't be much longer before it started to snow. Maybe it was time to go home. Yes, the police should be done with their investigation. It should be safe. It was a shame, though. He still hadn't found anyone to replace Casey, which meant that she still wouldn't allow him to fully transform. He thought about how he could plead his case. He had done everything else she asked. Maybe she'd be merciful. After all, it was his money that would fund their temple by Bloody Run Creek. Yes, she'd have to understand. And with that, Devin Winters headed home. Andrea, meanwhile, frantically dialed the police department. She didn't know what or who that was that had nearly snatched Lily, but she was certain about one thing. A monster lurked on Bethel Street, and for her and all her neighbors' sake, that monster must die.
Devin, discovered, decides to slink away back into the woods and go home, but not unnoticed, as an all-out manhunt is underway. As Warren and Jason respond to the despondent cry for help from a little girl. So lock your doors, lock your windows until he's caught. As we continue the story next week with The Manhunt.